the Martinez, we went on recess. Oh, I'm supposed to call
Officer Mata.
Officer Mata.
What we received from Officer Mata is this, which is essentially Corona notes. So it wasn't a report, and there's only one copy, I think. Let me see, or maybe there are, maybe it isn't.
There's only one copy of that.
I think there's only one.
That they brought in here, they are.
Yeah. So I'll just pass that down, and you can have a look.
Hope I have it right.
Mata.
Yes, this is the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, the whole parole board. We are back in session for Mr. Daniel Romero.
No,
I'm sorry. I'm giving the papers.
Jimmy Martinez?
Yeah, for Mr. Jimmy Martinez, ADC number 070175. And we're back in session. And at this time, just for the record, there are four board members participating in the hearing at this particular time. The only four board members will be brought in, and they are the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Mr. Neal, and my name is C.T. Wright. And we will continue with the hearing. And we have had an opportunity to review, I believe, the information that's been provided to us by Ms. Mata. And is there any questions from Ms. Mata as it relates to information that she has just provided to the board? Board members, any questions? I hear no questions at this time. Okay. Mr. Martinez, we're coming towards the end of your hearing. Please come back up, sir. All right, well, before the board makes its determination, we're going to ask if you have another statement, final statement that you would like to present to the board without repeating yourself at this time, sir. Anything else you want to tell the board, sir?
Yes. I thank you for allowing me to appear before you, the board members. Taking consideration my shortcomings, I've still maintained positive behavior and try to do better for the community as well, and helping out with the church. And I said, my goal is to travel with my father. He is 84 years old. And I ask you all to take in consideration my positive attributes and accomplishments. Thank you.
Thank you so very much, sir. Okay, board members, the board is now going into discussion. We're going to ask if everyone might remain quiet while the board is in discussion. Before the board goes into discussion, because I don't want to leave anyone out, I did ask if the young lady wanted to make a statement. Did you have anything you needed to tell the board on behalf of Mr.?
Sure, I would.
Okay. Before the board will not go into discussion yet, we will please come forward. And please state your name, ma'am.
Hi, my name is Mariah Bosarde, and I know Jimmy since he's been released. I also know him while he was incarcerated. I've seen a wonderful change in Jimmy since he's gotten released. I was there from the beginning when he did his first job search.
Can you speak up just a little bit, because this is...
I was there with him from the beginning, from his first job search. I remember we did the application together. He was so nervous. You know, he always kept faith that door open, and he always kept that in his heart and in his mind. One thing Jimmy didn't tell you guys is that his son committed suicide, and this is last month in November was an anniversary. I'm not to say that his DUI is that to blame, but him and his family went through a lot. his ex-wife actually saw his son commit suicide, if you will. So he's been through a lot, you know. Jimmy never blames anybody or anything on his mistakes. Every time I spoke to him, he said, I did it, it was my fault. You know, he always takes responsibility. If I can say one thing about Jimmy is that whenever I have a bad day as a friend, I can call him and he speaks wisdom to me. Like, he's helped me through so many times in my life when I just needed a friend, someone to reach out to. He's always been there, and he's been like that with a lot of people. He helps his whole family. Right now he's taking care of his nephew. His nephew's 12 years old, and I just see him interact with his nephew and his children and his grandchildren, and it's like he's never missed a day in their life. And I know that 25 years is a lot of time to make up, but he's a wonderful, wonderful person. And for him just to be able to spend the last few years, you know, we all got to be honest, parents don't live to be very long. And I know that he makes an effort every day to take his father to the hospital, or not every day, but when he takes his father to the doctor's office, make sure he has his appointments. If I can say anything about Jimmy, I would be, if I was his mother or father, I would be proud of him. He's done so much in the little bit of time that he's been out. He's helped so many different people, even if it's just fixing their car because they don't have enough money because they can't afford it. He'll go out there and he'll fix their car for them. He won't ask a dime. So with all that said, you know, Jimmy is my friend. He's a dear friend to me. I appreciate him, and I just wish the best for him and his family. And I hope today that you guys would just consider absolute discharge from parole. Thank you guys so much for your time.
Thank you. Any questions from board members? Okay. Now, no questions from board members. Thank you so very much for coming forward. And once again, Mr. Martinez, is there a final statement you want to make to the board this time before the board truly goes into discussion and makes its decision today, sir? Anything else you want to tell the board?
Well, yes. Again, I thank you guys for allowing me to appear before you. And please take into consideration my packet. And please don't let my shortcomings make an unfavorable decision on your part. Thank you.
Thank you so very much, sir. You may have a seat. This time the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you would remain quiet while the board is in discussion. And following this discussion, the board will make its determination, its decision. The board is now in discussion. It may sound like we're talking to you, but we're not. We're just talking among ourselves at this time. Okay, the board is in this discussion now, and the board must make a decision whether to provide absolute discharge to Mr. Martinez. This is, as we all know as board members, this is a very high watermark that we're looking at when one is placed on absolute discharge, which means that one does not report anymore to parole officers. They have freedom to move around, and Mr. Martinez has indicated that's one of his goals, is to move around with his father, as well as to travel in terms of his employment. As one board member, I will have to admit I am impressed with Mr. Martinez. My only concern was that one UAE that was back in October of 2016, but that's been a little more than a year ago. We have to have concerns about whatever. We have to take everything under consideration. So at this time, I'm going to ask the other board members if they might have any discussion that they would like to make before we take a vote and move forward. Board members. The Honorable Mr. Johnson.
Dr. Wright, I can tell you I'm supportive of Mr. Martinez having an absolute discharge. I'm impressed by a couple of things. One of them is that when he did get the DUI, I believe it was in 2014, that he did go out and he had contacted an attorney at the Corello Law Firm, in which they wrote a letter in here, and they had spoke with him, and they had prepared to go to trial and take the case to trial, and they thought they had a good case because he did, you know, fairly well on the test he did out there on the street. And says in 2015, well, not 2015, but just prior to them, about 2 weeks, I think it said, before them going to court, that Mr. Martinez called him and said, hey, you know, I just want to, you know, plead to it. I did it. I was involved in it. And I want to take responsibility for those actions. And Mr. Martinez did plead to it. His PO did not revoke him for that DUI. And he's begun the classes and did some training. And, you know, the attorney said that, and it's just like the witnesses just said, the attorney said for the fees for the attorney fees that Mr. Martinez agreed to work on his dad's old Mustang convertible. He brought the car to the office, and Mr. Martinez came every day down to the office till he got the car fixed. He worked on the car prior to going to his other job. He did that until he got the car fixed. Father, there is a letter in here from the program manager at the Pascuaguay Yaqui tribe where he was going to classes, and it did say that on November 9, 2015, devastating struck Mr. Martinez and his family when his 20-year-old son committed suicide, which would have been devastating to any of us. However, it doesn't appear that he went out and started drinking and doing drugs or doing anything. He took the devastation and continued to go about life and continue to work and continue to follow the things that he had on his PO. He's been fortunate enough, fortunate or blessed enough to get a good job on his first outlook for work. He's working with his dad and his family. There's support in here from some of his nieces and nephews that he supported in there. I think based on the information that I see in the report, I think Mr. Martinez would make a good candidate for an absolute discharge.
Thank you so very much, Honorable Mr. Johnson. Board members, other board members, Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse.
I agree with both of you. I think his employment potential is really excellent in that field. I think he'll have work as long as he wants to do it. So, and he seems very focused on it. And the most important thing, I guess, to me is he really seems to like it.
Thank you so very much.
I think the other thing, too, if I just want to add, he made a statement, and I can't recall the exact statement or the exact word on it, but he said, freedom sure feels good. I think when you have that type of attitude, you do not want to go back and be locked up and lose your freedom.
Thank you so very much. Any further discussion? Honorable Mr. Neal?
No.
Okay, with that being said, and this is Mr. Martinez, Jimmy Martinez, DOC number 070175. Therefore, I'm going to make a motion to grant him, absolute discharge. Absolute discharge. Okay. And that is, what was he at? 411? 414. I'm just trying to see. Anybody know?
I think it's 414. 411 is somewhere else.
Absolute discharge.
It's 411. Absolute discharge itself. Absolute discharge from supervision is 414. That's what I'm trying to see. Which one was he certified for? Anyone have that close by? No, I just want to make sure we have the right information here. Okay. Give me 1 second. Let's see what we'll go back here and figure that out. Get a little pencil, a piece of paper here. We're going to have some
huge grant.
I'm just looking, what are you looking for, to make sure?
Yes, whether it's 411 or 414.
Well, 414 is absolute discharge from supervision.
Okay, so 414, okay. Okay, so it is official, it won't be official until you get the word from your parole officer, but you have then.
Did we vote?
We did not vote. I did make a motion to grant absolute discharge to Mr. Jimmy Martinez, DOC number 70175, and that is my motion.
I'll second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay, seconded by Mr. Rittenhouse, agreed by Mr. Johnson, Honorable Mr. Nils. Sir, it is done. Once you clear everything up with your parole officer, thank you so very much. Good luck to you and to your father and to your friend, and we wish you the best, and we wish you the best in terms of your employment, in terms of getting your father back to Kansas, and good luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And the hearing is over.